Welcome, everyone. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the newest Philadelphia Eagle. Wide receiver Mike Wallace in the house. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Appreciate it.
Just met the Philadelphia media, handled it very beautifully.
Yes.
Media training in your past?
Not really, but, you know, I've been around.
Yeah?
You know, I've been around a little bit, so I know a little something.
Mike Wallace, personality as a rookie, wisdom and knowledge now. What's the difference?
Just knowing people, just knowing the situations going on in it, just knowing the NFL, honestly, just knowing how to be a professional in this sport. I've been playing for a long time, and I've been around a lot of great people, so they've helped me with the adjustment.
What is the key to survival in this league?
Stay healthy. Stay healthy.
And which is kind of a roll of the dice, is it not?
Always.
Yeah.
You know, it's a physical sport, but you do what you do in the offseason to put yourself ahead of the game and try to stay ahead of the curve.
Anything you do that's unusual, spectacular?
I can't give you the secret.
Come on,
man.
Jiu-jitsu, yoga at a you know, professional level.
I do everything.
Are you a flexible guy?
Not really.
Yeah.
I do karate though.
Do you like the break the board kind
I
of karate?
Do all of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are here to catch passes, to keep this offense going. Philadelphia Eagles dynamic last year, as you know.
Yep.
What can Eagles fans expect from Mike Wallace?
Just a guy who's gonna work hard, come in, and just try and drop some bombs, man. I'm trying to play a role on the team and just help try to get back and go back to back. That's my only. I just want to win.
So you're not an ego guy.
I thought you said an eagle guy.
I thought I just signed. The eyes will have you.
Yeah.
But you're not an ego guy.
I have an ego.
Yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. In this league, you have to, right?
Yeah. I do. But at the same time, sometimes you just have to put it aside. And you know, getting older and playing football, you learn, and you learn how to control it. The more and more you play, you know, sometimes it can be high, sometimes it can be low, but you just have to learn how to control it and use it at the right time.
Mike, I know you've played in a conference championship game, I believe, correct?
Yeah. I played in the Super Bowl.
Oh, you played in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry. That's correct, right?
Lost, though.
Yeah. Did you think as a young player that it would be easier to win than you've learned through the course of your career?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
We went to the Super Bowl my second year, so I was like, oh, man, we lost, but we have a good team. We'll be back next year. And I've been to the playoffs one time since. Twice. I haven't been past the first round.
Right.
And 8 years. So it's weird, man. And it's just, you have to stay ahead of the game in this game. And every year it can be this team, that team. But, you know, you do what you do and you work hard and try to give yourself the best chance to compete to win.
What do you know about the Eagles' offense? What can you share with us about, I don't know, not the X's and O's per se, but kind of the personality of the offense? What do you expect?
I mean, I watched the playoffs. I watched the Super Bowl. I watched a couple regular seasons.
Were you rooting for anybody?
What?
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I was rooting for the Eagles.
My man.
Yeah, so you just learn, man, and you just go with it.
But the Eagles' offense, I mean, Carson goes down. Yeah. Jason Peters goes down.
That's not, you know, a team. That's a team right there. You have a whole team. You lose your a Hall of Fame left tackle. You lose a MVP candidate for a quarterback. You lose other linemen. And it's like these guys ain't miss a beat. You know,
yeah.
Honestly, people didn't give them a chance. I can't say I thought they were going to win a Super Bowl. I would be lying to you. But that just goes to show that I don't know anything. You know, nobody knows.
Well,
you know?
I knew the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, you knew.
So
I'm sorry.
Right.
No disrespect to you. I didn't know. You know,
I didn't know 41-33.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like watching them during the season, man, it was crazy. Like, I think they averaged almost 30 points a game. Like, every time we, you know, you be at the game, like me personally planning the game, and you know, you plan and you look up, it's the second quarter, and I don't care what player you are, you always look up at the jumbo trying to see what's going on in other games, and you will always see the Eagles 17-0, 24. I'm like, is this the same Philly? Like, it's crazy how fast they turned the team around. But even when we played them 2 years ago, you could see that they had a lot of players, but they were just a young team, and they just turned it all around last year and put it together.
You alluded to it and actually spoke about it in the press conference with the media. When the Ravens and the Eagles played 2 seasons ago, you glanced out and saw number 11 out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do people around the league recognize greatness?
Yes.
And recognize that in him?
Yes. Like this decision didn't come like overnight. You know, I had to sleep on it and think about it. Like, we've been in talks for weeks, you know, but at the same time, it was just like, I don't want to rush. I want to make sure I feel like this is the right situation for me. And just talking with some of my friends and family, especially my friends, though, I have a lot of, you know, I know a lot of guys, obviously, who play football, who I play with. and just act, you know, telling them about my different situations, the options. It was like Carson. Hmm. All you would see was Carson.
Amazing.
Carson. Like, I've talked to, like, and I'm talking legit guys who, Hall of Fame guys, you know, and everyone's coming back same as Carson.
We feel the same way. The kid, yeah. He's special, man.
And he's a special guy, man, and, you know, you could just see the arm and the athleticism and, you know, the work ethic. So, you know, I just want to be a part of it. Come in and do whatever I can to help the team win.
What kind of football player is Mike Wallace right now?
He's the same as he's been.
Great.
Know, savage. You know, people want to call him whatever they want to call him. But at this time, next year, I'll call Jason Kelce and have him right here next to me.
And do, oh, and you do. Saw the speech.
I saw it. Just like the rest of the world. Yeah. So I have him, you know, he can have my seat. I'll just stand next to him.
It was a party, man.
And I just want him to be Mike Wallace, washed.
Yeah.
Doesn't have it. I want him to say all the same stuff. So, you know, I'm one of those guys. I love when people, you know, bet against me.
What's it like in a receiving room when, you know, there are very good players here, Alshon and Nelson, mm-hmm. got some young guys here. Mm-hmm. Does that competitiveness bring out the best in you?
I'm always competitive. No matter, I don't care if it's me and my mom, I'm going to be competitive. So, you know, that's just natural. I don't know how, like, people always, like, even when I play the NBA 2K all the time, I'm talking crazy. Guys like, man, why are you so aggressive? Like, I can't help it. You know, I'm a fun-loving guy, but I want to win by any means. So, that's not going to be a problem at all. You know, I know we're not going to bump heads. I know there's some great guys. And like I said, I already know Alshon, so I know he's a cool, laid-back guy. So I don't see me having any run-ins with anybody, any problems. We're going to all be competitive, and we want to whip the defense every day.
Sounds great. And last one, you know, I talked to you on the way to the press conference. You used a quote that you had said at the end of the season in Baltimore that your next situation you were looking for was not about the money per se. It was about finding the right fit.
Yes.
Can you kind of elaborate on that?
The right fit for me, honestly, is just a team that I feel could win a Super Bowl. Not that I obviously thought we could win in Baltimore when it went there, but just finding a team with some young, strong pieces, like a strong core, and a team that's just ready to compete. Like, this is my 10th season. Like, you know, you got promise. Any days in this game, you don't know when your last game is going to be. So I just want to give myself a legit chance to win the Super Bowl. And I think this team has a legit chance of winning again. So, like, that's what I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, got better today by having Mike Wallace sign a contract.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, man. Thank you. Mike Wallace, we'll see you in a month when the off-season conditioning program.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we'll get out there, run a couple 40s, see how it goes.
40s?
I don't know if I can do 40. Maybe we'll run 10s. Mike Wallace in studio. Dave Spadaro, thanks so much for joining us.